Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
It's that time of week where Braden and I get to share with you a story.
Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast, where we aim to grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ and encourage you to do the same. My name is Braden Pohowicz, and my good friend sitting across from me is John Drabert.
So, Braden, I've got a question for you. It's a big question. I think we would all agree that 2020 has been a challenging year.
I have no idea what you mean by that.
Well, it has been. What is a blessing that has come to you in 2020 that you will want part of your life beyond this year?
Wow. Okay. Just taking it straight to the deep end on this one.
Yeah, I told you it was a big question.
Fair enough. So it has definitely been an interesting year. I think even though there's been huge challenges, I can actually count a lot of blessings in this time as well. Maybe more than I would have counted on any other year, which maybe just because I'm more aware of it. Anyway, conversation for a different time. So for me, the one thing that really stands out would have to be the shift in intentionality that I have felt. Now, funny enough, even before the pandemic, in January of every year, I set a word for myself.
Okay.
Kind of like a New Year's resolution, but something to describe my year. And intentionality was my word. So, as the pandemic hit, I kind of recognized all of these things that I became much more intentional about. I've really actually enjoyed that process. I've been able to think deeper into things like what I want from my life, what type of person I want to be, how I live my life for God, how I can grow in my relationship with Him, and even taking more time in decisions, thinking about where each decision will lead me, how it will challenge me, or how it will help me grow toward God. It's been really interesting. How about you, John?
Well, I appreciate your answer. That was very thoughtful. I'm going to answer, but I will answer at the end of the show. After we've learned about our story and what we can learn from it.
Okay.
So I promise I'll do that.
Awesome, John. Well, that is interesting, and you have me on the edge of my seat, so I'm going to hold you to that. Today, we're going to continue to follow Saul. You can find the story that we're talking about today in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 19 to 30, and then chapter 12, verse 25 to 13, verse 3.
Okay, so a lot of different scriptures there. We'll put that in our show notes so that you can find it. So today we're going to learn that within the church, when a crisis happens, it will bring growth.
If you remember from last week, the apostles sent Saul to Tarsus, his hometown, and then the church experienced a time of peace. And during that time, the church grew a lot, grew significantly.
Yeah, that's right. So after the persecution, okay, the death of Stephen, the church dispersed. It went its own ways and they began to preach all over the place. And for the most part, they preached to their fellow Jews, but not always.
Except where we'll see in Antioch, where they also preached to the Gentiles.
So hold on. For our listeners, explain the word Gentile.
Okay. Well, to keep it very simple, a Gentile is a person who is not Jewish. Now, this is where the story begins. Saul is in Tarsus. The church is growing, and there is a very new thing. People other than the Jewish people, Gentiles, are becoming believers in Christ and joining this movement.
So the church in Antioch was growing, and the Jerusalem church sent Barnabas to them. Now, he encouraged the church there to stay faithful to God.
Yeah, Barnabas was very excited about what was going on in Antioch, and so he wanted to carry on to Tarsus to get Saul and then bring him back.
So once the two were back in Antioch, they began preaching, and they were there for a full year. The church was growing, and the two of them were speaking in front of these huge crowds, and it seemed everyone wanted to learn more about Jesus from Saul and Barnabas. And it wasn't just the church that was growing. Saul was growing too. God was preparing him. He had big plans for Saul and Barnabas.
Okay, so here is where the story starts to get really interesting. some of the prophets from Jerusalem go to Antioch, and they begin encouraging the church, and good things are happening. One of them, named Agabus, stood up in one of the meetings and predicted by the Spirit that a great famine was coming upon the entire Roman world. This was fulfilled during the reign of Claudius.
So, you know, when I hear this part of the story, I always wonder how I would respond to hearing something like this, a prediction about a big famine. Maybe I'm too much of a skeptical person, but they start collecting money. The church in Antioch, they start collecting money, a lot of money. And when they get it all together, they entrust it to Barnabas and Saul. And the two of them go back to Jerusalem to deliver it there as a gift.
This is super easy to gloss over, but it as just a simply kind thing to do. But I'm also so impressed with their faith. They're not responding to a famine that's happening right in front of them. They're responding to a prediction of a famine that would happen, which would be easy to just skip. Mm. Their connection with God must have been so strong. They acted with compassion before actually seeing the prophecy come true. Imagine if God prompted us to act with compassion for a friend before a crisis was actually even happening.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible to think that God could use us in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So Barnabas and Saul, they delivered the money, that gift to the church in Jerusalem to help them through that famine. And then they returned with a young friend named John Mark.
John Mark is the man with the first two names.
Right. And his first name is The Best.
I don't get what you're getting at.
Well, you know, John, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, is that like your name or something?
You know.
Of course you would like that name. Anyway, Luke, the author of Acts, describes Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manion, and Saul as prophets and teachers in Antioch. One day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them." So after fasting and praying, these men laid their hands on Barnabas and Saul and then sent the two on their way.
And that's it, right? Well, everybody wants to know where these men sent Barnabas and Saul. Where did they go? And what was this special work that they were entrusted with?
Yeah. I mean, it's a cliffhanger. We hear that God has a very specific plan for them and sends them on their way. And that's where we're going to end it, because any great movie or television or book
or podcast,
the best of them end in cliffhangers.
All right. So we can't skip over what just happened here. It happened again.
Mm-hmm.
So these leaders heard from the Holy Spirit and responded in obedience. So they heard from the Holy Spirit about this famine,
mm-hmm.
and now they heard from the Holy Spirit about Saul and Barnabas, and they responded in obedience.
Right.
They sent Saul, and Barnabas away to do this special work.
Right. And they're responding in obedience in a way that's prior or not even really connected to the thing that is happening.
Mm.
It's before it's happening, or they're not even seeing it. And so responding solely out of faith, really.
Yes.
So the lesson again for today is a crisis will bring growth.
So the church in Antioch and all over the world at this point saw a devastating amount of persecution, sometimes mm-hmm. from the Jewish religious leaders and at other times from the Roman Empire. They had all heard about Stephen's murder, which Saul was watching over and approving of before he became a Christian. And more recently, they had all heard about how King Herod Agrippa, a Roman leader, killed James, an apostle, who was the brother of John, another apostle.
If you're going to choose to be a follower of Christ in this time, you really had to make sure that it was the right decision, mm-hmm. because it was very dangerous to be a Christian at this time. There was danger of persecution and death around every corner. It was a huge crisis for all of the believers at that time.
Yeah, and so because it was so dangerous, they careful consideration of the cost of following Christ propelled or pushed them into a deep commitment to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I promised to answer the question earlier that I had asked you, and the question was, what is a blessing that has come in 2020 that you will want part of your life beyond this year? So here's my answer. The blessing I want to hold on to is that I am experiencing a very intimate and deep connection to Christ, maybe more so than ever before in my life.
So what about 2020 has brought that on for you?
You know, probably more things than I'm putting my finger on right now, but here's something really straightforward. God and I are spending more time together. I'm probably spending 3 or 4 times more time with God today or in my regular week than before the crisis. I find myself saying no to a lot of things to spend time with him.
Hmm.
You know, I wish it didn't take a prolonged crisis to make this change, but I'm grateful to God that he has had patience with me, and I'm very grateful for his closeness that I have with him right now.
That's awesome. And something certainly we can all learn from, and we'll get back to it, but bringing it back to the story and to the lesson for a moment, the church in Antioch was responding well to a crisis. They were meeting together in prayer and worshiping and fasting. Teachers and prophets were encouraging and challenging each other and teaching the people. I mean, they were putting a lot of time and hard work into their relationship with Jesus. Now, I think the interesting thing here is I think we recognize that there's not a right or a wrong way specifically to go about these actions, but we see that they are pushing into their relationship with God.
Mm.
So they're probably acting in several different ways, but mainly pushing into their relationship with God, and through that, he guides them into growth.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And God blessed them as they spent time together with God.
Mm-hmm.
They were growing inwardly and outwardly. And I don't mean outwardly as in like putting on 5 or 10 pounds.
I grew that way through a crisis.
Well, here's what I mean. Inwardly, they were becoming more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading and promptings.
Mm-hmm.
And outwardly, more and more people were becoming believers by the day.
Yeah. So growing personally, but also, you know, as a global following of Christ.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And these would have been and are exciting days to be a follower of Christ. I often think and love these stories from Acts. It's so full of passion and growth and challenge. But this was really dangerous times. If the church and you and I respond well to God, then a crisis will bring change.
Mm. Such important growth for us that will bring some blessing that we haven't seen before.
Absolutely. And we see it in scripture that the crisis brings change or growth, and you and I have experienced that today, which is amazing.
Awesome. Well, it's time for our growth tip. What are you doing?
I was humming our new growth tip intro.
What?
Yeah, okay. Well, as I always say, the growth tip is one of my favorite parts, if not the favorite part of the podcast. And so I figured as the best part, it deserves a little musical intro. A little pizzazz, a little razzle dazzle, John.
So I like the idea.
Yeah, you do.
It's a great idea. Maybe we need to work on the execution. We can find something that works and we'll put it in.
I will learn several instruments.
All right.
Okay. So
it's time for our growth tip.
Perfect. A way for you, a very practical way for you to grow in a relationship with God.
Okay. So take a minute or two and reflect on this. Add up all of the time where it is just you and God spending time together. Just you and God. Then for a couple of days or 1 week, double or triple that amount of time spent with God.
Hmm.
Consider it an experiment and be prepared to learn something from this experiment. I don't know what, but you will learn something.
So, John, question. What if I'm spending 1 minute a day? Or what if I'm spending 12 hours?
You spend 12 hours a day with God?
That's not what I said, but it's not about me right now.
Okay.
So describe that. How much time, like, what do we do?
Okay. So the idea is simply to stretch yourself with the time that you can spend with God.
I'll spend time with God while stretching.
There you go. But what I mean more specifically is take the time that you're spending with God right now, double, triple it, whatever it's going to take to stretch you and like, wow, that seems like a lot more time.
So if 10 minutes a day is a stretch for me, is that...
That's great.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
So I really like this idea. I think we'll be surprised at what we learn. So John, let me ask you a question. What is one thing that you have learned since you have been spending more time with God?
Okay, so one thing is I never have been much of a journaler, but I have enjoyed writing my prayers and thoughts out. It's helped me find some clarity. The physical act of writing has helped me stay focused in my prayer time. And, you know, it's just something I did not expect to enjoy or embrace, but I have, and I'm really appreciate journaling.
Yeah, you know what? I can echo that as well. I never thought I would be a journalizer.
Yeah, we'll go with the last one, journalizer.
Journalizer. But I get it. I don't always journal, but when I do, I really appreciate the amount of focus that it allows me to have in my prayer time. I'm so glad that all of you guys have had time to tune in this week. I really enjoy these podcasts and sharing them with you. Our prayer, as always, is that you will grow in a relationship with Jesus.
Yes, if this show does help you grow, then it would probably help others grow as well. So share the podcast with a friend.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to hit subscribe. I always hit subscribe on the podcast that I find helpful and enjoy, especially the ones I find funny like this one. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.